Ramsey TV.
Most people have heard of Andrea Yates, but if you haven't, welcome to Ramsey TV. This is a woman serving a life sentence in a mental institution for drowning her five children in Texas in 2001. Why would anyone do that? Well, because she was convinced that her children were bound for hell. And if she killed them before the magical age of accountability, she would save them. The only way to save them was to kill them. Where did Andrea Yates get this, quote, crazy idea? Well, she got it from a misguided preacher named Michael Warnicki, who, what do you know, was a hellfire and brimstone preacher. A freaking Christian lunatic, sorry for the redundancy there, who insisted that people must live a righteous life or they will burn in hell. This is Martin Zender. Welcome to MZ TV. This is an absolutely sick story. I read many articles on it today, and it's strange. The Wikipedia article really downplays the whole influence that Warnicki had on Andrea Yates. It's true, the woman was unstable. But I believe the reason the woman was unstable is she took dead seriously the misguided teaching of this preacher. Even her husband, Russell, admitted that Andrea Yates' personality, her disposition in life, would have been totally different if she had not come under the teaching of Pastor Michael Warnicki, who just got off scot-free. As every preacher gets off scot-free, every hellfire and brimstone preacher is never held to account for the mental illness of the world. I've told you before that Christians do believe in eternal torment. They don't just claim to believe it, they do believe it. Anybody who believes in this sick teaching should be constantly warning people about it. And if there is such a thing as the age of accountability, and this is what they all believe, but nobody knows what the age of accountability is because there is no age of accountability. Eternal torment is a lie. The Christian teaching of hell is a lie. It's not a scriptural teaching. You know that. We've been all through that before. If anyone wants more information on that, they can get my book, Martin Zender Goes to Hell. I talk about the three mistranslations of the word hell or three mistranslations of three different Greek words into the English word hell, which gives people a totally wrong idea of God's judgment. And of course, the mistranslation of the Greek word ion, the noun, and ionian, the adjective, that ought to be translated eon and aeonian, but which has been mistranslated eternal, bringing the sick teaching of eternal torment to the consciences of millions and millions of people. And while every Christian believes it, none of them are as honest and as passionate and as dedicated to it as Andrea Yates was. And she was insane. And I propose to you that a large part of her insanity was due to the Christian doctrine of eternal torment. Because she honestly believed that she was unrighteous because this asshole Warnicki never apparently preached on the new creation, the death of the old humanity, that the human race is justified by God, that God is conciliated to the world. Never got any good news like that. That's good news. That's unevangel. No, she never heard that. All she heard was be righteous or else. And she knew that she wasn't righteous by the standards that this asshole preached. This guy is still today doing the same thing. Doing the same thing. Off scot-free. Every single preacher in eternal torment should be arrested and put away. Because it is a crime to teach something so heinous and then attributing it to God, the God who sent his son to save the world, not to condemn it. It's absolutely sick. These people should be put away. It's a high crime. But no, they're not. Because, oh, it's just, she just believed this teaching. No, she took it dead seriously. Other Christians take it seriously, but they're just hardened against it. I guess they think that with luck, they'll raise their children right, even though, according to, you know, the statistics, the odds of someone becoming a believer and of living this righteous life that the Christians say you have to live is very rare. And so anybody who raises their children without killing them is taking an immense chance. If they truly understand the Christian erroneous teaching of eternal torment, then they would all kill their kids before the age of accountability. That would actually be the most responsible thing to do to save them from being tortured in fire for eternity by God. Andrea Yates drowned her kids in the bathtub one by one. It's a far less trauma to take one breath of water and die than to be tortured in hell by Satan for eternity under the watchful eye of a God of supposed love. But this is not, isn't even emphasized. People mention it, but they just don't delve into that. This is the main reason. This is the main reason she drowned her kids. She did it as an act of mercy, as an act of love, to keep them from the clutches of Satan. And she believed the only way she could escape the clutches of Satan. And as we know, Warnke and every other Christian, they promote the works of Satan over the works of God. The only way she could escape in her mind was to kill herself after she drowned her kids, but she didn't do that. I don't know why. Maybe she was stopped. I don't know. I don't know. Too bad for her that she didn't. Why take the chance that your kids are going to do something wrong, follow up, not confess some sin, and die unrepentant sinners, and then face this fictitious, yet very real to the people who believe it, future, unending future of being tortured and tormented for eternity with fire licking your body, but your body being miraculously preserved by God so as to extend the pain and extend the torture. It is absolutely a nightmare teaching, of course. We all know that. But here's a woman who took it seriously, and I mean super seriously, consistent. She really thought rationally about it. The other Christians, they don't really think rationally about it. They're just like playing a crapshoot with their kids, hoping that they'll get it. I don't know what these people's problem is. If they love their kids, why take the chance of something like that happening to them? Which brings me to the topic of abortion. Christians are against abortion. Why? They ought to be for it. Because abortion guarantees that these individuals who were killed in the womb will go to heaven. And this is what Andrea said. It's a quote from her. She says, "This is the only way I could guarantee they would go to heaven, because they die in innocence. They die before the age of accountability," which is a fictional line. They die, in her mind, before they can be held responsible by God for making that bad decision, not believing in Jesus in the right way, not saying the sinner's prayer, not going to church, whatever many, many, many rules and laws they make in order to present a person righteous before God. The one thing they all ignore is that Jesus Christ made humanity righteous before God. They ignore that completely. Jesus Christ did nothing. How ironic that people who believe this purport to be teaching how great Jesus Christ is, how wonderful he is, how fantastic he is. Well, how great is he? How wonderful is he if he came to die for the sins of the world, but he didn't do it? And now it's up to the individual. It's up to everybody to save themselves from hell. What the hell did Jesus do then? Nothing. And yet they promote him. And they promote themselves as great teachers. This Warnke asshole promotes himself as a great teacher. He's still on the loose, still on the run. Well, he's not on the run. The law's not after him, but they sure as hell should be. Every Christian preacher should be arrested. But you know what? God's going to do that. The tribulation and the 200 million supernatural horsemen that come out of the submerged chaos are going to kill these people. Finally, finally, these people are going to be killed and eliminated off the face of the earth. Because who knows how many insane people they've produced. And I'm not talking about severely insane people like Andrea Yates, who thought about it every day and took it seriously, dead seriously. I'm talking about mildly insane people who live with this angst, live with this anxiety based on this teaching. Not sure that they themselves are going to make the grade. And then they have the audacity to bring children into the world and play poker with them, play Russian roulette with their kids. Everybody who believes in this shit doctrine is playing Russian roulette with their kids, bringing them into the world thinking that somehow they're going to be in that narrow group that believes in Christ the right way, that say the sinner's prayer in the right way, that are properly baptized, that go to church, that keep the Ten Commandments, even though they say saved by grace, but of course you have to obey the Ten Commandments. Don't ask them how anybody can do that when the Ten Commandments in the very scriptures they purport to announce are very clear that the law, the Ten Commandments, was a dispensation of condemnation and death, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. That's why God invented whiskey, to help people like me, sane people like me, and sane people like you, to help us cope with the insanity of these murderous Christians, these Christian preachers, out scot-free, teaching this crap. It's worse than crap. Crap's not even the word for it. Shit's not even a good word for it. There's a stronger word for it. I just can't think of it right now. I don't think there's a word in the English vocabulary. I really don't. I don't think there's a word in the English vocabulary to describe these people. And so there won't be words. There will just be killing by God. God is going to kill these people in the tribulation. The leaders, the people who are teaching it. And the Christians themselves are the most embarrassed about this heinous belief because they tuck it down in their statement of faith. You have to go to their websites. You have to search deep down, but you find it. But why aren't they heralding it every day from the pulpit? Because they're a bunch of freaking hypocrites. They're a cruel and unusual people, a cruel, hard set of Pharisees that don't care that they're getting it wrong every day. There has to be something inside of them that suspects, that will cause them to suspect that they're getting it wrong every day. They have to be aware that there's this alternative out there called universal reconciliation, called God is a Savior. Forget universal reconciliation. I don't like that term. There has to be something in them that knows that 1 Timothy 4:10 exists. Let's go to the scripture. God is the Savior of all humanity. Or God locks up altogether in stubbornness that he should be merciful on all, that God will be all in all. As in Adam, all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified, every human in his or her own order. These scriptures are there. But they love the mistranslations. Oh, they love it. And yet, Andrea Yates was really the only truly consistent Bible-believing person that is the Bible of the heinous preachers, the mistranslated Bible that mistranslates eternal, mistranslates hell. She was the only one who acted on it. And everybody says she's nuts. Everybody says she's crazy. Yeah, she is crazy. But it's religion that made her crazy. Michael Warnicki, her pastor, made her crazy. And he's still preaching the same shit today. Still out there. Nobody's... That's... really pisses me off when the most sane person in that religious world is a person who drowns her kids. That's the most sane person out of all of them. Because she loved her kids enough to guarantee that they would go to heaven. In her mind, that's what she was doing. Guaranteeing that they were going to heaven. It was an act of love. Must have been hard to drown your kids one by one. The first kid was still floating in the tub when she took the second one in. And then she laid them all out on the bed. Then she called her husband. I think you better come home, honey. Why? You'll find out. I got great news. I just saved our kids from hell. Oh, did you preach the gospel to them? No, I drowned them in the bathtub. For God's sake, what the? You know, because God's conciliated to the world, he's letting this shit go on. Ah, but the day is coming when the death riders breathing fire and sulfur will snuff out the lives of these heinous preachers who, even if they don't overtly teach it every day, and why don't they, are complicit in their silence, even while the hideous teaching lies deep in their hideous websites, in their hideous statements of faith. Well, it's these people that ought to be glad there's to find out there's no eternal torment. They're just going to be killed. They'll rise at the great white throne and be judged. They'll eventually be saved too. Yeah, even Christians are going to be saved. There's a testimony of the grace of God for you, if ever there was one. How do you know God's a God of grace, Martin? Because he saves Christians too. Christians tell me, you mean to tell me that Adolf Hitler is going to be where I am someday? And I always tell them, well, you know, after a couple eons of time, Hitler will probably be able to learn to tolerate you.